two Peoria area physicians and educators will take part in an upcoming forum discussion on the growing need for more black male doctors. Joe Deacon reports.
Dr. John Fonge and Dr. Kelvin Nguyen are both black men and professors at the University of Illinois College of Medicine, Peoria. In their roles, they have seen evidence of the racial disparity among healthcare professionals. Nguyen, a practicing family medicine specialist with Unity Point Healthcare, says the trend has been heading the wrong way for decades.
When you look at in terms of the number of physicians in this country, only 2% are black men. So that's appalling. And then when you look at medical school enrollment, you know, back in, 1978-79, the enrollment was actually about 3.1%. And actually in 2019-2020, it was lower at 2.9%.
A practicing pediatrician with OSF Healthcare, Fonge says attracting more black men into medical careers is critical to the well-being of the black community.
And that disparities play a role into how our communities are taken care of and receive care. There's known literature, known data and reports that black people are just more comfortable when they're taken care of by doctors who look like them. So with the known disparities in the healthcare field, just having more black men and black individuals help close that gap.
The upcoming feature-length documentary, Black Men in White Coats, examines this diversity crisis and explores ideas to reverse the decline. Nguyen says the problem is rooted in systemic racism and points to our schools for not laying the groundwork for minority students to pursue medical careers.
I think the education system is failing young black boys. I think it's failing with that in terms of there's a lower number of black boys that participate in gifted and magnet programs and AP programs and STEM courses. The number of kids that are suspended for disciplinary actions and stuff in schools are young black boys. And so that's a disparity there. I love the particular quote. If you remember, former President George W. Bush phrased it, the soft bigotry of low expectations. I think there's actually just in terms of low expectations that have been unfortunately placed on, you know, on black boys.
Fonge says this also makes it harder for young black men to get into medical schools.
In terms of access to education, this is not a recent issue. It stems back generations. Minorities and black individuals haven't had as easy access to attend colleges as their counterparts who are non-black. So if you have trouble attending college or attending education, then right there, there's a barrier. The community you may live in, seeing other individuals who look like you who are doctors, it's hard to imagine yourself being a physician if there's not many people who look like you.
Nguyen agrees the paucity of black male doctors as role models is compounding the dilemma.
I wanted to become a doctor. I forgot how old I was, but I was certainly at a young age. And one of the main reasons for that is because my family doctor growing up was a black male. And so I saw that that was something achievable. Unfortunately, a lot of black boys, black teenagers, they don't get to see that. When black boys see that there is somebody that looks like them that's in that particular role, hopefully that can be nurtured and everything, they can see that that's something achievable.
Nguyen says the need to have more black men become doctors should be treated like a public health issue. Fonge says the first step toward reversing the trend is realizing that barriers exist, then working to overcome them. Black Men in White Coats will be available in Central Illinois next week through a partnership between the Illinois Prairie District Public Library, the Peoria Public Library, and the Chillicothe Public Library District. I'm Joe Deacon.
Find more from both conversations and details on the documentary and forum discussion at wcbu.org.